close relationship with them and want to know how to achieve it. Here's your host, Ivory Lanoue, renowned angel communicator.
Do you want to know more about angels? Are you ready to level up your spiritual journey? Then you are going to love my Inner Circle and Patreon. Membership includes great benefits like virtual workshops, mentoring programs, topical videos, interesting posts, a supportive, like-minded community, discounted sessions with me, and access to a library of videos and posts on topics you care about, like angels, spirituality, healing, and personal growth. Join and begin your spiritual expansion today. That's the Angel Room Inner Circle on Patreon. Hi, thanks for joining me. The topic today is things spiritually healthy people avoid. First, a hello to my listeners in Osasco, Brazil. Thank you for tuning in. I love seeing you here. I appreciate your support of the show this way. I want to jump into this because I've got a lot of information for you, and I think it'll be very helpful for you on your own spiritual journey as you're growing your soul. Let's start with, what is a spiritually healthy person? What does that even mean? It's someone who feels at peace with life. They can find hope and comfort even in the hardest of times. Being spiritually healthy can help to support you as you experience life completely. And this begs the question, what do spiritually healthy people do? And what are behaviors that spiritually healthy people would avoid? There have been a few articles floating around about what emotionally or mentally strong people do not do. Many of the areas these articles mention the connection with spiritually healthy behaviors, and I created my own list utilizing some of their categories, but with a spiritual approach. Because spiritually healthy people have learned to trust that there is a higher power, a God, and we're not just an accident on a ball hurtling through space. These people manage their emotions, thoughts, and behaviors in a way that honor themselves and others. Many people strive for spiritual growth, but there are some obstacles that can hinder our progress. Eating poor quality food, being in the wrong company, having unrealistic expectations, that's just a few of the things that can prevent us from achieving spiritual wellness. So let's get into the meat of today's episode, because I think it is going to be helpful for you. Some of it may be new, maybe not, maybe it's just a reminder for you. But you want to know what things spiritually healthy people avoid to keep themselves healthy. So here it goes. First, they don't pretend to have it all together. Here's the truth. Nobody does. We're all just doing the best we can. We acknowledge our weaknesses, and spiritually healthy people recognize they're not alone. There is a higher power, a God, and they have angels to lean on. Some call their higher power God. Others call them source, creation, universe. Whatever name you put to it, it's the being or energy that is all seen. And these people know that their higher power is working through the brokenness in their lives, lifting them up. They acknowledge their failures and trust that higher power and angels for strength, knowing that with their help, they can achieve so much more. I know I have. Secondly, they don't waste time in self-pity. Spiritually healthy people just don't sit around feeling sorry about their circumstances or how others have treated them. They trust their higher power sees injustice and that a person who hurts them will be shown the error of their ways on the other side. It's not about getting revenge. They understand that we're born into our specific situations and we face specific challenges because those are the lessons we need to learn. And they choose to focus on what they can do better themselves and allow others to be on their own journey. Spiritually healthy people look for the blessings they see during challenges. The next thing is they don't blame others for their problems. Spiritually healthy people recognize that blaming is non-productive and it's not their job. They trust that people will learn lessons related to mistreating others. They don't need to judge because they know there are no perfect people. They take responsibility for their contribution to any given situation, and they are willing to take corrections to be a better person, a better soul. Something that I learned when I was still working in mental health and I was volunteering to run these teaching blocks for a domestic violence shelter. And this shelter, I didn't know it at the time, but it was very progressive in our country in that it taught these women to see their part and how they got where they are, not to put blame on somebody, but because they could get stronger and realize, okay, I made choices that got me here. I have the power to get myself out. And that is pertaining to everything in life, whether you got into a toxic relationship, you ended up being scammed, all these things. If you look back on it, you can see little things you might have done that allowed it to happen, or you kind of walked into it, or you saw red flags and ignored them. Again, it's not about blame. It's about getting smarter and seeing these things as lessons. So the next thing is they don't feel entitled to things. Spiritually healthy people don't expect things to just come to them or for others to serve them. They recognize that all of life is a gift, and they choose to live in gratitude. They trust that their needs will be met without expecting that everything will go their way. When they are told no, they respect it and move on. And when they strive for something and lose, they accept it and strive for something else. Next, they don't expect immediate results. Spiritually healthy people don't expect that because they know all too well that our timing and divine timing are not the same. As much as we would like to have our higher power consult our schedule, we know they have a higher plan and things will work out for our good in time. They can be patient and understanding, and when they feel anxious, they can soothe themselves by saying something like what I say, everything in divine time. I love just to say that when I'm feeling like, oh my gosh, was this ever going to happen? Spiritually healthy people are balanced. They understand that millions of people want and need things at any given time. Life is not a store where you go in and you tell the staff what you want and you walk out the door with it under your arm. It just doesn't work that way. Next, they don't waste energy on things they can't control. That is really big. You won't hear a spiritually strong person complaining about the small annoyances of life. They don't try to fix other people or guide them when they're not asked to. Instead, they focus on being a better person themselves. They recognize worry as being unhealthy and unproductive. They choose to allow others to live their own lives, walk their own path, make their own decisions and mistakes. Spiritually strong people know that it is wrong to do otherwise. They stay in their own lane. Another way of putting that is they mind their own business. Next, they don't worry about pleasing everyone. Spiritually strong people recognize that they live to please themselves and their higher power, not other people. They're not in the business of meeting other people's expectations. They're not afraid to say no to people or speak up when they need to. They strive to love one another, and they can handle other people being upset because they recognize that others are dealing with situations they may be keeping quiet about. Those people are often striking out verbally and emotionally due to their own inner pain. Spiritually healthy people do what they feel to be right in their lives. They strive to live a life that is authentic for them and does not hurt others. But they know how to love themselves enough to make themselves a priority too, along with their loved ones. Next, they don't resent other people's success. Spiritually strong people do not harbor envy in their hearts. Instead, they understand that things may not always seem fair, and sometimes they aren't fair. Spiritually healthy people recognize that life has its ups and downs, right? They cheer their family, friends, coworkers when they have success. And when it's their turn to succeed, they are grateful. But even on the regular days when nothing special happens, they choose to live in gratitude. They know they're not in competition with others, only with themselves. In business, they do not see similar businesses as competition. They understand that customers will be drawn to their energy or not. The clients meant to be theirs will find them, and every day they try to be a better person. And that is the greatest success of all. Next, they don't dwell on the past. Spiritually strong people don't waste time dwelling on that and wishing things could be different. They acknowledge their past failings and have sought to learn from them. They grieve loss, but they don't constantly relive the pain of the past. Instead, they live in the present and look to the future, knowing that everything will happen as it's meant to, when it's meant to. Next, they don't avoid taking risks. Spiritually healthy people don't take reckless or foolish risks generally, but they trust in their intuition, their higher power, their angels, and they're willing to step out in faith and try something new. They seek the guidance of their angels and follow it. They trust their God to work out their plan and purpose even when the path seems unclear. Next, they don't seek recognition. Spiritually healthy people are not seeking recognition. They give anonymously and help others with no thought of getting something in return. It's not about that. They recognize that their value does not come from the praise of human lips. They find their sense of identity in their innate knowing and through personal and spiritual growth. They know that whatever good they accomplish is due to being a vessel of their God, their higher power. Spiritually healthy people help others because they feel an inner push to do so. They are on a spiritual mission, fulfilling their current life purpose. While they will get the word out about their business because they have to stay in business, they're not seeking to be a star because that's grounded in 3D thinking. When your frequency is high enough, you leave that kind of thing behind. Next, they're not afraid of alone time. Spiritually strong people follow the ancient practice of withdrawing to solitary places. They aren't dependent on others for their sense of well-being, as they have done the work to discover who they truly are. They're content to spend time alone, and they don't fear silence. They know that they are never truly alone, as their angels and spirit guides are always present. They seek time by themselves, as it gives them an opportunity for introspection, reflection, grounding, and discharging excess energy. Spiritually strong people know that if there is constant noise, people, and distractions, they're not able to continue moving forward spiritually. They might not even be able to function well in life. Next, they don't give up after failure. Spiritually strong people don't view failure as a reason to give up. Instead, they use it as an opportunity for growth and improvement. They're willing to persevere even when things are difficult, knowing that everything is happening for our best and highest good. Often that good is for their soul, and they may not see it in this lifetime, but it will be made known to them, and they know that. They see failure as a lesson, so they spend time thinking about what they learned through that experience, and this clears up energy so they can move forward into something else. They may fail again, but it won't hold them back or down. The next thing is they don't neglect caring for others. Spiritually healthy people acknowledge their responsibility to care for one another. They recognize that they are called to love their neighbor as themselves. They see that we are all connected, sharing a planet, experiences, resources. All we have is a gift to be shared with others. They willingly accept their spiritual calling to seek justice and mercy in this world. So they reach out to neighbors, friends, and coworkers who are ill, family going through a rough time, people under serious financial constraints, because spiritually healthy people make time in their lives to care for others, even people they don't know personally, giving of their time or money to charities and local organizations that do service work. Next, they don't live in fear. Spiritually healthy people recognize that God is in control, so they don't need to fear. Their sense of security doesn't come from their circumstances, but from trusting that higher power in the universe to walk with them through whatever it is they face. They trust that their higher power is keeping promises and ensuring all things happen for their good. When they begin to feel fear, they transmute that into action towards something positive. It may be for themselves, their family, their work, but they know that taking steps to improve an aspect of their life turns fear into tenacity, and they trust that they are watched over and that God is overseeing everything happening. Next is they don't live in anger because they don't want anger and bitterness to rule their lives, so they don't let it. They can forgive and trust their higher power to protect them. They know that when the people who do them wrong cross to the afterlife, they're going to have to face the pain and trauma they caused. And those people will be coming back in human form to face a more challenging life situation in hopes of overcoming their shortcomings. Spiritually healthy people know it's not about vindication. Being human is about growing your soul. That is why we are here. They understand that anger and a need for vindication just locks them in a destructive cycle that's broken only when they forgive. Forgiveness sets them free from bitterness and allows them to love other people. They remember to do forgiveness work regularly, both for themselves and others. I think it's the forgiveness of self that many people forget. I encourage you to do that. Next, they don't shy away from love because they know that love is the very nature of the universe. And as we grow to be better souls, we learn to share love generously. It is easy to love those who are like us, but they strive to love even those who behave like enemies. Love can sometimes leave us hurting, and we may need good boundaries to protect from violence, but God wants us to take the risks and love boldly. And this is not limited to romantic love. They boldly love their family, friends, neighbors, coworkers. Love is love. They know it's possible to have a life filled to the brim with love and not even be in a romantic relationship. Next, consuming food that is not nourishing. This can cause mental confusion, depression, weight gain, hormonal imbalance, and other issues. And that happening can lead to people making negative choices and being distracted from their life purpose. So to ensure spiritual wellness, they remember to eat healthy, nourishing food. Next, being in the wrong company. They strive to be aware of who's surrounding them and how it influences their spiritual journey. So if they're surrounded by people who don't share their values or beliefs, they realize it can be difficult to stay on track with your spiritual growth. And when they've been around a person or a group that leaves them drained, they recognize that as being shown that those people are not in their best and highest good. Probably their frequency is low or they're energy vampires. And they know that energy is the greatest resource they possess. And so they guard it well. Next, having unrealistic expectations that can be of yourself and others. So they know that spirituality is a personal journey and it's okay to make mistakes along the way. So when they don't even want to try to be perfect, or they try not to expect others to be perfect, because it just leads to those emotions of guilt and shame, which are low frequency. They know that they aren't perfect and no one else is either. They see it the truth that we're all flawed beings striving to grow our souls. And we give each other some grace. Next is comparing yourself to others or competing. They know that everyone's journey is different, and comparing yourself to other people just leads to feelings of inadequacy or jealousy, which are also low frequency. They know that what we see about others is never the full story, and sometimes it's not even true. So when they compare themselves or compete with others as to who's the most spiritual, they see that's not beneficial for anyone's spiritual growth. They know that, in fact, those who claim to be spiritually superior are showing that they are in the infancy stages of their spiritual path because they're caught up in ego. So they know it's best to put your energy and time into their own personal and spiritual growth. They focus on their own progress and celebrate their successes. Next, they avoid using spirituality as an excuse for bad behavior. Oh, this is a big one. Because while spirituality can be a powerful tool for good, it can also be used for more sinister ends. And it's important to remember that spirituality should be used as a source of moral guidance and not as an excuse for bad behavior. God does not guide people to hurt, insult, restrict rights, and make life difficult for others. That's not godlike. On the contrary, God wants us to lift others up, treat them as beloved family, spread light and love, help others every way we can. Spiritually healthy people never blame their higher power for their terrible thoughts, words, or actions. Next, using spirituality to escape reality. While activities like meditation and yoga are beneficial for spiritual growth, they and nothing else really should be used to escape reality or avoid dealing with difficult emotions and situations happening in your life. Spiritually healthy people know that they need to stay grounded even as they increase their frequency. It's not healthy or helpful to be so out of touch with a human experience that you cannot function in it. Next is using spirituality to control others. While spirituality should be used as a source of moral guidance, it should never be used to manipulate or control other people. That becomes the exact opposite of being spiritually healthy, and it's downright abusive. And that's how cults are formed, by controlling others through spirituality. In conclusion, the categories that I talked about in this episode are not an exhaustive list. There's always far too many to put into one podcast episode. They're areas where we sometimes stumble and lose our way in life. But spiritual health comes from spending time in introspection, praying to our higher power, talking with our angels, and requesting guidance. And this allows us to look at our life through eyes of trust and love. Achieving spiritual wellness requires understanding and acceptance of our connection with the world and our place in it. To reach this goal, it's essential to be aware of the things that can impede our progress and strive for balance in our lives. By avoiding the things discussed in today's episode, we can ensure that we are on the right path towards achieving spiritual health. Next week's topic is practicing psychometry, and that is the psychic reading of objects. And I'll be showing you some objects and talking about this process and how it goes in it, like when I'm teaching it for someone versus when I'm actually doing it, and how it comes into practice in my life, because apparently I found out kind of late in life I'm really good at psychometry. So I'll tell you how that feels, because you might have that ability too and not even realize that you've been given signs you have this gift. So next week, practicing psychometry. And in the meantime, may your angels guide you. May your angels protect you every moment, every day of your life. I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Angel Room with Ivory Lanoue. Tune in next Sunday at noon Arizona time for another enlightening episode.